Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. It's Monday morning, and there are so many things that I feel like I have learned over the past 5 years in being the pastor at Sugar Hill Church, but one of the things that I am overwhelmingly confident in is that nature has an ability to bring peace into our life in a way that nothing else does. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, when Benj and I went and did that 6-day hike on the Appalachian Trail, I can clearly get annoyed by bugs. I can get annoyed by the weather. I can get exhausted from the hiking. But seeing the beauty, the creativity, the complexity of what God has made has had this overwhelmingly profound effect on my spiritual life. That hike was more of a spiritual journey for me than it was a physical journey. Have you ever just spent some time in God's creation? I mean, maybe for you it's lying on a beach, or maybe it's hiking a mountain, or maybe it's just swimming in an ocean. But for many of us, I think we forget to always look and recognize that in God's creation, we often find most easily God's presence. Because we have the ability to see the awe and wonder of His creation, His splendor, as it brings peace into our life. The more I've come to know God, the more there has grown inside of me an adoration and an appreciation for God's creation. Romans chapter 1, verse 20 says, "Invisible attributes, namely His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world." Now, it goes on to say, in the things that have been made, His creation, nature, is meant to declare to us the invisible attributes of God. And Scripture is clear that God is at work in His creation, maintaining and facilitating all that happens in the world. See, over in the book of the Psalms, in the 147th Psalm, the Scripture says, "He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares rain for the earth. He makes grass grow on the hills. He gives to the beasts their food, and to the young ravens that cry, He sends out His command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters frost like ashes. He hurls down His crystals of ice like crumbs. Who can stand before His cold? He sends out His word and melts them. He makes His wind blow and the waters flow." When you see animals eating, you're witnessing God's provision in the earth, and can, as a result, know that He will provide for you too. You see, while God does an incredible job taking care of a world that is filled with the effects of sin, He promises to take care of you even more. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus says, "Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they are? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to the span of your life? And why are you anxious about what you're going to wear? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil, they don't spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all of his glory was never arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will He not that much more take care and clothe you? Oh, you of little faith." Jesus teaches us to look on the creation of God and listen as it declares to us the nature of God. In fact, He commands us to do that. You can look at the grass of the field and know of God's unwavering faithfulness for you. You can look at the birds and never wonder if you'll get your next meal. Nature declares to us that God has and God will provide for us all of our days. Nature tells us don't worry, because God is both powerful and near to us. Nature tells us that God is creative. He is practical. He is brilliant. He is loving and full of mystery and wonder. Nature tells us that God speaks to us. God created the cosmos so that you might have another mysterious yet unbelievably clear way of hearing His voice. Whether you live in the city or the country, look on God's creation and listen for His voice today. Ask Him what He wants you to know as you see all the wonders of His hands. Let the beauty and mystery of all of God's creation fill you with a deeper longing to know your heavenly Dad. Listen to God today and allow your heart to be stirred as you discover His unwavering desire to speak to you through His creation. take time today, roll the window down, take your shoes off and walk in the grass and ask God what he wants to tell you through his creation, his invisible attributes. God bless you, friend. We'll see you again in the morning.